Fred at School show.
And welcome back to the first Fred at School International program. I'm talking to Marisella Rossetti, who is with the Lux Prize. Hi, Marisella.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about your position with Lux. You are with the Directorate General, and what the Lux Prize is to begin with.
Okay, the Lux Prize has been created in 2007, and the aim of the Lux Prize at the beginning was to promote European cinema and debates around the European films. Actually, the Lux Prize is awarded by the members of the European Parliament. We have a selection panel made by professionals from the cinema industries, film critics, artistic directors, film festivals, distributors, producers, and they are entitled to choose 10 films, and among the 10 films, 3 are competing for the Lux Prize. The 3 films are then screened inside the European Parliament, and the members of the European Parliament finally vote for one. And since 2010, we enlarged a little bit the scope of the Lux Prize, because at the beginning, just the winning films was going to be subtitled in 24 languages, the 24 languages of the European Union. And since 2010, we created the Lux Film Days. The Lux Film Days consist in screening the 3 competing films in the 28 member states. So actually, the 3 films are subtitled ex officio. There is not anymore the need of competing and winning for the films, for the Lux Prize. Actually, the 3 films are, since the very beginning, subtitled, and they travel all around Europe.
They're given visibility in all of the member states. So, of course, it was 24 to begin with, and then over the years, we're now at 28.
Yes, exactly.
How did you become involved with the Fred at School project, as we mentioned in the first segment with Federico Spoletti? The films that are being shown to these students in the 8 different countries are all Lux Prize finalists. How did that relationship come about?
The relationship came about because, of course, Federico Spoletti is one of the professionals we involved in many of our debates in Venice, that is one of the film festival among our festival partners. So we organize a very nice project together with Europa Cinema and Venice Days. This project is called 28 Times Cinema, and it consists in inviting one young cinephile from each member state for the entire duration of the Venice Film Festivals. Every day, there's 28 youngsters meet with professionals and discuss about films, about distribution, about subtitling, about film education, and so on. And Federico has been involved in this kind of project, 28 Times of Cinema, and suddenly we discovered that the films that we were going to screen within the Lux Film Prize were really appreciated by young people. And in that way, we had the idea that some of the previous films of the Lux Prize could fit in a Fred at School project.
Yeah, I can say that having worked with Venice Days many, many times, I have seen their enthusiasm firsthand. I haven't been able to meet the young people of the schools now from Fred at School, but well, from what we've heard of their reactions, they are just as enthusiastic. What is it that you expect these students to get from this? What would you like them to walk away with from Fred at School?
I'm very proud about the filmography that the Lux Prize has been able to spotlight in those last years. And unfortunately, some of the European films that were in our catalog have not been distributed and so watched enough. And I think that most of the films are really perfect to educate, to open the eyes to some European questions that are common to the entire Europe. And the problem is that sometimes the films are not screened, are not available. So I'm very, very happy that some films like Illegal, for instance, is now traveling into so many different schools and so many different countries, because a film like that on immigration issues that is shot in the heart of Europe, because the film is shot actually in Brussels, I think that could be very, very helpful also to understand that immigration, refugees, and the life of these people in each of our countries is common. And I'm very happy that young students could really have another approach to this issue that is normally treated by newspaper or by, I don't know, television, not always in a very emotional way. While the film, I think a film like Illegal is currently really moving and could create a very good reaction among youngsters.
And of course, we're talking about Illegal by Olivier Massetepas. Yes. Which premiered at the Director's Fortnight, which won the Director's Fortnight in 2010. And we can't mention the other films because they have to be a surprise for the students. But it was really interesting to listen to the reactions and to hear these students say that, yes, this is a subject that perhaps they hadn't thought about before, but actually does touch their own countries as well. Because, as we know, I mean, the subject of immigration right now in Europe is very much at the forefront of all the political debates and social
exactly.
debates as well.
Yes, exactly. And I think that, I mean, to approach young people with a movie like Illegal, it's a really smart way to approach this problem.
What I really like about Fred at School is that this component of having them then produce work, produce reviews, basically, for the radio, which gives them a great sense of responsibility towards cinema. It's not just reacting to it and saying whatever they want to say. They actually have to think about a public that's going to be listening to them, so they have to step it up a little bit. Do you think this component will really help them in their film literacy formation?
I think that to introduce a film at schools, it should be really a part of the curricula of the future education. So yes, indeed, I think that approaching a lot of societal issues by films and by cinema is something that we really needed to improve. Projects like Fred at School, it's really smart because on one side, I mean, it provokes a different kind of reaction also between the students and teacher. And I think that we should actually support much more also the European level this kind of project.
I agree. I think it's a shame that film still is not an integral part of school curricula, considering just how much it's in, how integral a part it is of our lives.
Exactly. And this is something that we would like, actually, also with the Lux Prize to improve. And this way we were very happy that some of the films that we have been selecting in these past years, especially because the subject, the items that we were trying to choose are supposed to provoke reactions and emotion, and we're very happy that those kind of films are entering into schools thanks to projects like Fred at School.
Well, we are looking forward to continuing. I am looking forward to continuing these international programs and seeing how the children develop and what they have to say about the films, because they're surprising all of us, I think. And I would really like to thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
I have been talking to Marisela Rossetti, who is the responsible of the Lux Prize at the European Parliament. And you're listening to the Fred at School International Program, and we'll be right back after this break with Bénédicte Pro, the French coordinator of Fred at School.